Sei tu, mami, sei tu sospiri sol per me, gentil pastor. O dolor de tuoi martiri, o diletto del tuo amor, ma se pensi che soletto io ti debba riamar. Pastorello, sei soggetto facilmente a t'ingannar. Pastorello, sei soggetto facilmente a t'ingannar. Facilmente a t'ingannar. Bella rosa porporina, oggi Silvia sceglierà con la scusa della spina. Doman poi la sprezzerà. Doman poi la sprezzerà. Ma degli uomini il consiglio io per me non seguirò, non perché mi piace il giglio, gli altri fiori sprezzerò.
Be careful of the G-L-I combination. There is no G sound in that. It is actually what's called an L-Y-A. So if you think of saying the words heal ye next to each other, the sound between those two words, that L sound is the L-Y-A for the G-L-I. So it's a L-Y-A type of sound where the tongue actually moves. So have the student practice several times either saying heal ye or heal followed by the vowel that follows the GLI combination. So, for example, you have ma del yominil. You could say hil yominil, hil yominil. And that gets the tongue to move very easily. So the hardest part of this whole song is the GLI combination, I think. So you have non perché mi piace il giglio gli altri. So giglio gli altri fiori sprezzerò. The other thing that makes it sound more Italian are the double consonants, where there's a little bit of a stop or a lengthening of the sound. So, diletto, diletto. Let's see, soletto, soletto. Sprezzerò, sprezzerò. Another thing is to remember to flip the R's that are in between two vowels and roll the final consonant R's or the R's at the beginning of a word. And you can't roll too much. So it's okay to roll, and the student can roll on pitch. So you actually sing the R. It's not a silent R, but a rolled R type of sound. I hope this helps.